I bring you greetings from the churches in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and from those who are the church in Columbia Hospital, both those who work there and those who suffer, where I serve as hospital chaplain. Thankfully, Lutherans have never pitted faith against medicine. We have never said that if you have enough faith, you don't need medical attention. It would be hard for us to do so because we are a sacramental people who believe that God works through means such as bread and wine, water and words, to heal the fallenness which manifests itself in material as well as spiritual ways. In this story of the paralytic, the forgiveness of sins is held to be identical with healing. For which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say rise and walk? The interweaving of physical and spiritual is so evident to Jesus that there is no question, as there might be to us, about whether faith has anything to say to medicine, the development of technology, or our participation in discussions of medical ethics, for example. No, it is our task as the church to be seriously involved, but not desperately involved in these things. That is, we do not ultimately place our hopes in medicine, but in Jesus Christ. And it is the paradox of taking medicine seriously while taking our faith in Jesus Christ more seriously still. We are all paralytic, so to speak, in relationship to God and even to life itself. The feelings of helplessness are common. Discussions of medical ethics have paralyzed and humbled us as a society, enough to cause us to have to turn our eyes from the means of healing to the meaning of healing. Such meaning as, we are not our own, we were bought with a price, and so we glorify God even in our mere bodies. We are called, like this paralytic in our text, to rise up and to live in faithfulness to Jesus Christ. We dare not retreat into the private realm of faith just for ourselves and avoid the cauldron of public need for our witness. But rather we need to use the coffee break debates that we have with one another and with the world about medical ethics as an opportunity to witness to how Christ makes a difference for us. We cannot retreat in fear of the enormity of the task of interpreting the meaning and the use of God's gift of medicine. In a culture which relishes the quick fix and that despises the weak and the helpless, aiming at times at their death, we people of Christ must love God all the more and stand up for the least of these little ones and care for those considered by the world to be unworthy of living. No recipient of God's grace is worthless, whether he or she is functional or not. Nor do we who feel paralyzed by the enormity of the task of caring for these have to bear that burden alone. But Jesus heals our paralysis through the forgiveness of sins and bears our burdens with us. We are healed through the word of forgiveness spoken from the cross, Father, forgive them, because they just don't know what they're doing, which characterizes all of us in the area of medical ethics. Of all places for healing to begin, at the cross, in the midst of Jesus' suffering and weakness, God there reveals himself as loving and forgiving, a God who heals our illnesses to the core. It is at the cross that our discovery of healing begins. Without the cross, there is only, as Jesus says in our text, evil in our hearts. As forgiven, healed paralytics so to speak, we are called to rise up and live upright lives to Jesus Christ. We are forgiven in order to forgive and to bring a deeper healing to this world. The response of the crowd to Jesus' healing of the paralytic was that they praised God who had given such authority to men. And God has given authority to us. First to Jesus Christ, and then to his church. God has given authority to the church to forgive sins, to offer the ultimate healing. We have a private order of confession and absolution in our new hymnal. We do well to use that. I use it as a hospital chaplain for those who come to me with wounds far deeper than that which appears physically. It is not a substitute for medicine, but an extension of God's medicine for the cure of souls. The mercy of God that comes in the word of forgiveness. When people of faith humble themselves at the foot of the cross, making ethical decisions in life may not be easier, but they come a bit more confidently because we live under grace. There we put ourselves at the mercy of God, and it is a good place to be. Having confessed our desire to want to be God and to play God, we are healed at the core by God. Thankfully, Lutherans have never pitted faith against medicine, because both are a healing gift of God. May God heal us wholly. Amen.